Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, sponsored by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management solutions. The first noteworthy story of today comes from the Australian trade sector as we witness the nation rapidly transitioning to a contactless economy. Pioneering this shift are tradespeople like Graham Tomkinson, Harrison Lockyer, and Stephen Soussamlis, who rarely reach for cash anymore, opting instead for the simplicity of FTPOS. In the past decade, we have seen a significant plummet in ATM usage. Even Phil Cooksey and Graham Cook, veterans in their fields, share this sentiment and predict ATMs might become redundant by 2030. A stark reminder of how technology and convenience are streamlining even traditionally cash-deep industries. In our next news, despite an economic slowdown, we hear that the Reserve Bank of Australia remains cautious about making substantial changes to the interest rates in its aim to manage inflation. The nation's economy saw barely there growth of 0.2% in the June quarter, which is the slowest since 1991, excluding the pandemic years. While the post-pandemic thirst for goods and services is on the rise, our productivity hasn't kept up the pace. Governor Michelle Bullock has warned that the sustained high inflation might lead to more rate hikes, a move that could risk an increment in unemployment. The lower income borrowers and everyday living costs are reeling under this inflation effect. In related financial news, the reduced returns on incomes are pushing Australians to dip into their savings repeatedly, sounding alarms for the long-term sustainability of consumer spending. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia predicts that the accumulated savings during the pandemic will likely run dry by the end of the year. Australians' household savings rate is now down to a mere 0.6%, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Even the Stage 3 tax cuts and a possible reduction in interest rates are making our economists question if the economy can bounce back to its glory days. Lastly, we shift our focus towards an alarming rising trend in the digital sphere, cyber scams in property transactions. Australians lost a distressing amount of nearly $160 million due to scams just this year. Call it rather a direct offshoot of our shift to digital transactions. A chilling reminder for you all to exercise caution whilst dealing online. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. On behalf of Financial Services Online, your best bet for reliable advice on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For more information or services, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, your financial health is our priority. Thanks for tuning in.